Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
The thunder. Oh, it's Friday. Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Visit San Francisco Zoo and Gardens throughout the month of April. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Please take action to protect our planet. Join them on April 26th and 27th. That's this weekend. They're doing Earth Fest there at the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Very exciting. We love you, Mother Earth. I want to talk about Survivor.
Okay.
We didn't talk about it last week.
I know we didn't.
So I really feel like I wanted to, and it just, I didn't make notes on it. So I didn't put them in my Word documents or whatever these things are, Google Docs. So I want to mention that last week we got a local on that show and her name is Camilla, and she has a relationship with another dude. I think did they say Guyanese?
From something like that. Yes.
Something like that. And we've talked about this a little bit, but Camilla and Kyle are like runaway favorites for me. Like, I just think that both of them seem to be actually very nice people. And they are very quietly and craftily working together. They've created some scenarios that I'm like, that seems dicey. And it winds up working for them. She came very close to being kicked off last week. Mm-hmm. And I was very, she lives in Foster City. So she's very much a local. And I'm a big fan of hers and the way she's playing. Mm-hmm. And so she makes it through last week. And then luckily this week, it did not seem like, there was some talk about her early on, but it definitely, you can tell who it's down to. It's usually not a total surprise for anybody viewing by the time they get to tribal council.
Right.
So David is he's a stuntman in real life, very built. It's almost like, you know who he could be a stuntman for is like when Hugh Jackman's doing, is really buff and doing Wolverine. Like, I can picture him with the hair and mm-hmm. the makeup. And that would be like, if you haven't seen the show, that's sort of who this guy is. He's just a beefcake and has four nipples, which is very exciting. I mean, as they went around and all their humble features or whatever it was. So, and he seems like a very nice guy. He's like, I've got this girlfriend and I can't give her what she wants. So she's breaking up. She breaks up with me and I'm going to go on Survivor and I'm hoping to win this money so that I can give her the life that she wants so we can be together. Like, he wants the fairy tale. And he is a good guy. He seems like a nice guy. It happens on Survivor, I feel, a lot. It's like a Survivor crazy. People hit a point. And they start, like, reality distorts for them. They don't see things clearly. They don't understand what other people's motivations might be. And so he has gotten super paranoid. And it gets less and less attractive. Like, the paranoia and kind of the condescension and the, you know, I don't know, some of the ways he's handled himself started to kind of aggravate me. Were you feeling that by the time you were halfway through this week's?
I would say that maybe more than most people, I've got a clear idea of what's happening to them out there. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been, but I do understand that you can't expect to be your best self while starving to death and not sleeping.
And head gaming too, right?
Right. So to me, the funny thing about him is not this like paranoia that came on and like he kind of undid himself, basically. I thought he was broken before we even got started. Mm. That whole thing about my girlfriend left me because I live in a trailer in front of my dad's house and I don't have a real job. And, you know, he says he's a stuntman, but it sounds more like he wants to be a stuntman, but doesn't actually work.
Like, or certainly doesn't work enough that he's... There must be a stuntman union.
Must there be?
Mustn't there?
I don't know. Have you heard of a stuntman? I've not heard of a stuntman union.
Well, I don't know why we would have. It feels like one of those things.
Maybe they're just in SAG-AFTRA.
Oh, maybe they are because they're on screen.
Maybe. I don't know, but I don't have never heard of the stuntman union.
Yeah.
Anyway, I felt like... And listen, maybe if you're listening to me and you've listened to me for years, you might say, you might have formed an idea about me and my motives and intentions and whatever. Maybe I'm self-protective.
Yeah.
But I would never, ever let someone put me in a spot where they're like, you can't give me what I want, but if you can somehow hit the lottery and win this game, then I'll consider staying with you. I would be like, you know what I'm not ever going to do? Come back here after I win this game and try to get you to be with me because now I have the money.
It does seem delusional.
Like, I just feel like that I would never have. And I truly want people to be honest and say what they want and need. Mm-hmm. So for her, I'm for her.
Yeah.
You want kids, you want a family.
And this guy's 40 something years old and lives in a trailer at his dad's house.
Good. Get on down the road.
I think you're great. I love banging you. I got to go. I got some stuff to do.
I absolutely believe if you're someone who wants kids, you do not leverage love and all the things that this person loves.
So you think like as a part of this whole thing, she's has always known that like, okay, this is fun. Meanwhile, he's like, I'm all in. I love her. I'll do anything for her. I'm going to win Survivor and bring back the money.
My point is this little show he put on recently with the paranoia and all that, I felt like he was broken before we ever got there.
Mm. Well, they do say that, you know, that controversy will bring out your actual character.
I just think that is not, it's such an unlikely, and that's...
And listen, I'm going to, spoiler alert, we're going to say something about what happened at Tribal in case somehow you didn't watch it. As I could see what was going to happen, I'm like, please be a good sport. I love when they're a good sport. Stand up. You guys got me. You can be a little mad. Just be like, God, geez, you guys, you know, but how about a smile and good luck. Have fun playing. It's been an honor, you know, whatever you're going to say. Remaining seated and death staring people as though they're going to change their mind and go, you know what, Jeff, I want to take my vote back. I actually feel like this guy does deserve to be after that death stare. I'm really feeling like he does deserve it. We've seen the death stare. I think there was one episode last year where there was a death stare happening.
I think that's a moment where you can be forgiven for feeling, you know, burnt. You had like, you got burnt.
Mm.
I think later he'll come around and be like, yeah, they got me. And I was super bummed about it.
I hope so.
And I was so hungry and I hadn't slept and I was so, but
they gave me a cheeseburger and I felt better.
Mm-hmm. I just think that it was an interesting, I liked hearing his story. I'm rooting for him. I hope he does become the best stuntman in the world. I've talked to my kids about this. I do want you to pursue your hopes and dreams. I think you can make these. I believe as someone who pursued what I wanted and made it happen, I feel like I couldn't.
But you kept making moves to make it happen.
Right.
This guy doesn't necessarily seem like, although maybe now he'll be one of these reality TV stars.
There are a lot of people in this world who will never grind hard enough to make it in whatever their chosen field is. They just won't. They'll pick it. And they'll be delusional and they'll expect it to walk up and kiss them on the mouth. And when it doesn't, they'll be mad about it.
We have another local on the show. His name is Joe and he's a firefighter out of the Sacramento area. And I feel like I saw the moment when David tanked his game And it was when he accused him of going back on his word. So David, who's in an alliance, and they have it, I think it's called like the Strong Five, but then he wants to make it the Strong Six. We're going to add Mary in, right? I'm like, oh my God, just keep it the Strong Five or whatever. So he tells this guy, you went back on your word. Meanwhile, every single person decided last week to kick off this one lady. Like she just could not stop talking. They all went, I think she's got to go. And all of them changed their vote. All of them. And he's all, no, you went back on your word. And Joe goes, that was a group decision. He didn't come back and say, you also went back on your word. But I could see in his eyes, that guy's, he's a tough guy and his integrity matters to him. And he did not want to be accused of having gone back on something he'd promised. I'm a man of my word. And I felt like the producers did a great job making it seem questionable as to whether or not he could turn on David, who he gave a word. You know, they were in an alliance together. I thought, oh, that might actually be Joe's undoing. But no, instead it was. Spoiler alert,
I feel like in general, that's a game and you can get caught up in it. And there's no question that people do.
Yep.
Questioning your character within the game doesn't seem like the worst thing you can do. Although right. I think Joe is someone who would take that personally.
Yes.
He questioning someone's character outside of the game, though, which I think Joe would take very seriously, even if he'd had a sandwich and a good night's sleep.
Yes.
He'd still be like,
oh,
you crossed
a line.
Right. So I don't know how that'll play. And we'll find out, I guess, when they all break it down at the end. But I understand what you're saying. Like, that's a dude whose character
matters to him.
And it should matter to all of us.
Yeah. However, it's right in the name. Outplay, outwit, outlast. I don't even know what all the outs are.
I think it's lie, cheat, and steal.
Yeah. Lie, cheat, and steal. It's a game for $1 million. And they are all talking about, like, I'm trying to play this game with integrity. I'm like, I think you might be on the wrong show. Like, you have to, all these people got to go if you're going to win $1 million. And you have to have a hand in that. Or you won't have played hard enough. Anyway, Survivor. If you hate Survivor, thanks for listening. If you don't, please send your thoughts and feelings to 800-400-3697. And go Camilla. I am Team Camilla all the way. I think she's played a very quietly excellent game. I like her and Kyle. And I don't know. I mean, she's a local, so I don't know if she's ever heard our show, but I am pulling for you. Just really quickly, there's a Shannon Sharpe situation. Shannon Sharpe is he's a former NFL guy, long time. I really only know him from his career as a sportscaster, and I've always really liked him. And there were some allegations made earlier this week. There's a lady suing him for $50 million, claiming that he raped her twice.
Twice?
Mm-hmm. At her home on different occasions. He immediately released all their texts and said, this is the timbre of our relationship. This is what it looked like. We are two people who do it, and we do it roughly. Like, we talk about tying each other up and having our way with each other. You know, I think he was saying this was consensual and it was on the rough side. She was also in this text thread hitting him up for a baby, like over and over. So all of a sudden, it comes out that he had offered her a $10 million payout, and I guess that wasn't enough for her, and that's why she sued. And now he has stepped aside from ESPN amid these allegations. He's admitting no guilt, and he says, my statement is found here. This is the truth. The relationship was 100% consensual. At this juncture, I'm electing to step aside temporarily from my ESPN duties. I'll be devoting my time to my family and responding and dealing with these false and disruptive allegations against me. I sincerely appreciate the overwhelming and ongoing support I've received from my family, friends, and colleagues. ESPN said, this is a serious situation. We agree with Shannon's decision to step away.
Well, I think ESPN said, you got to step away.
Yep. We agree with his decision to step away.
ESPN's owned by Disney. And so, there's a lot of politics in motion.
Absolutely.
At all times with corporations. But I think this is a pretty...
Yeah, he's saying he'll be back in time for the NFL's preseason. ESPN hasn't said anything about it.
That, as I told you earlier, and I don't think he's bad. Like him. He's done decent work, but
we don't know him.
There are athletes lined up to broadcast.
Yep.
Yeah, ready. I would love to work at ESPN.
And I've got all my suits ready. And I'll do it for a quarter of what Shannon Sharp will do it for.
Too. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's rough. We'll see how it shakes out. Okay, Vince, what's coming up in the news?
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Barbara Streisand makes the news.
Is
and
that
more
so?
After. Yes, she does. After these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Go to RadioAlice.com and find out how you can join us at our May 9th broadcast from Cache Creek.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. I'm driving the Mach-E.
It's so good looking.
It's an electric car. It's amazing. Love it. And I got it from Frontier Ford. Now you, too, can get with Ford's employee pricing for all. They've offered this to everyone. The prices are amazing. You pay what employees pay.
Incredible.
On every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara. I'm a fan of the Mach-E, but they've got a lot of great cars there, so check them out. And they've got a great service department, so you buy the car there, you get it serviced there.
Yeah.
You're going to have new friends. I love
Frontier Ford.
Mm-hmm. I love them. Okay, so today, rain is possible. It's looking more like it's this evening, but I even had a little drizzle on my car on the drive-in.
Mm.
So, rain possible, looking more like tonight, and then tomorrow as well. And then what I read in the paper was that this might be the last hurrah. We'll see. Then you can take your cushions out and leave them out.
It's annoying.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, yes, we need every drop. I take
right.
It back.
Every drop.
So mad. Totally having a barbecue tomorrow.
I've mentioned this a couple times, and it is sort of the big thing in the sports world, which is the NFL draft happened yesterday, and it was out of Green Bay. You've never seen more people show up for something so insignificant. Mm. I know it's important to these people's
sure.
careers. And if you like the Niners, they got a good defensive player. I love to see it. Great.
Oh, you know who they got?
Yeah.
Great.
Michael Williams is the name of the guy. And he's going to be good.
Is he a good good glutes?
I cannot even bear to listen to those guys froth over these
men. You guys height and weight for me? Is it, you know?
Can you believe the glutes on this guy? I mean, can you imagine?
You're never going to catch this guy with a seatbelt in his profile picture. He can't even get that thing around that massive chest. Wow, wow, wow.
So. Get me a napkin. I need to wipe my mouth.
Oh, I'm drooling over here. Boy, that guy would have hung a man-made. Wow.
Anyway.
You think they're doing that down at the game right now?
Probably. Green Bay turned out big for this event, though. That was the surprising thing. And it was outdoors in a way that was like they were under like a tarp or tent for the announcements. There was a stage. And then but just as far as you could see, people. It was like Woodstock.
How funny. Well, not that much is going on there, right? And they are
true.
Football fans.
They
there.
Are big time. You're right. But so. The NFL the NFL draft round two continues today. The big story, if you want to hear, you know, a side story, is Deion Sanders' kid has not been drafted yet.
Oh.
And he's famous because of his dad. He plays.
But he didn't go in the first round.
He didn't go in the first round. And he might
be
good.
Do we suspect he's going in the second round?
I think he'll go today. But I think he thought he was going yesterday.
Oh, what's his position?
Quarterback.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Big spot.
Yeah.
And he's a Sanders.
He does have the magic last name.
But Deion.
Deion was a running back? What was he?
No, Deion played cornerback. And Deion was one of the first, like, just unbelievably great lockdown cornerbacks in the league. Like,
did he also go play baseball or something too? He had like
and
all
he
kinds
was a
of
guy
stuff?
Who would take a helicopter from one thing to the next.
Oh,
like they'd fly
if
him
you
in.
Can you do that? Well, right?
It was neat. It was a neat thing that this guy could, you know, have all this going on. It was not to be long term, but he was a Niner.
Right.
Deion Sanders was. He was a Cowboy. He was a Red. At the time, they were called the Redskins.
It was on the Washington football team.
Whatever. And there was, and the Falcons. So he's
lots of teams.
Well, he went to the highest.
So are they, as they're talking about Deion Sanders' son, whose name I don't even know.
Shador.
Shador.
Mm-hmm.
Shador Sanders. Are they going over the man meets stats for his dad back in the day and doing a compare and contrast the glute size,
sure
the height, the weight?
I'm sure they're having a great time. Yeah.
Look at the hands on that kid.
You know what that means.
Big feet, too. Everybody knows, man. What's his name again? Shador?
Shador.
Like, I adore you, Shador?
I believe it's spelled S-H-A-D-U-E-R or something like that.
Shador. Okay.
Anyway, the Warriors series is tied and they'll play Saturday night, 5:30. Let's all try to be there for that.
And that's here, yeah?
That is here. I wanted to mention this real quick. It's early, and so it's not going to sidetrack us too much.
All right.
You mentioned the Taylor Swift had been taken down.
Yeah.
By a local lady.
Yes.
Named Lucy Goo.
Goo. Is it Goo?
I don't know.
Lucy Gua.
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 Lucy Gua.
We don't know.
So at the time, you're talking about her and I'm sitting there going, okay, I don't know this Lucy Gua.
Yeah.
Let me show you Lucy Gua real quick.
All right.
Oh my God. Stop wrecking the cameras.
She's gorgeous.
She's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Well, that's, you know, she was like, I have $1 billion. I'm going to go to the salon.
So the lady the tech lady named Lucy Gua, who co-founded Scale AI, recently earned the distinction of the world's youngest self-made female billionaire, edging out music superstar and local favorite of Bob, Taylor Swift.
Right. She attained billionaire status at a younger age. It doesn't mean that she has more money than Taylor or that she's more awesome. Everyone was very up in arms about this. And we all were saying we thought it was Kylie Jenner because that's what Forbes said. But Forbes has walked that back, it seems. This chick just got to billionaire status at a younger age than Taylor was when she became a billionaire. That's
all. She was raised in Fremont.
Hey, Fremont.
And she's a local billionaire and also smoking hot.
Yeah, she's a lovely woman.
Woo!
Look at the brain on Lucy. That's a hot brain right there.
Yep. So I thought, I was going through stories and I saw this, the name and that it took down.
Yeah.
I scrolled and went, oh my God, and she's hot too.
She's got it all. She has it all the dollars, all the looks, all the brains.
What?
She's a bad boss.
Okay, while we're talking tech, let me tell you this story too real quick.
All right.
Mark Zuckerberg says social media is over.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
I understand where he's coming from despite having made his millions. You saw him go, we're changing the name of the company to Meta. Because we're going to have to evolve into something else. Because I imagine they're not getting new people on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
It peaked and is now in contraction, if anything. Like,
well, there are more options.
The new kids are going. The kids are going to TikTok.
Yeah,
and even older people are starting to say, you know, like we sort of have joked that Kieran, our big boss, hi Karen,
hey Karen,
used to say, sitting is the new smoking.
Yes.
And so everyone, she always stood in her desk and all.
So she did a standing desk for all that time and she screwed her feet up.
Yeah.
But standing, I would say, is the new podiatry emergency.
Yeah. But I would say maybe, you know, social media is the new smoking because it is like so addictive. And so many people you hear say, I got to get off this because
it's a negative effect overall in your life.
I death scroll and I hardly ever see people I want to see, but it's effective at holding my attention and I'll lose 10 minutes just thumbing through that before I pull out of the haze and go.
Yeah.
What just happened to me?
And TikTok is actually insidious. Like that, you know, forget Instagram. Yes, I agree with you on all that. And I'm not a fan. But man, TikTok will get you. Like you will be doing that in bed at night and you look up at the clock and 3 hours have gone by. Like it's crazy. And you want to just throw your phone across the room. But then you're like, well, maybe I'll just scroll up on a couple more here. I'll just look at a couple more things. And it knows what you want and it gives you more and it's just upsetting.
If you look at the life cycle for a second though, in 04.
Yes.
I only think you could get on Facebook if you were a college student and you needed some kind of invite. Bob is nodding furiously over there. You could turn your mic on.
It's true.
So on there in 04?
No, I was in third grade.
Oh my God.
Of course you were. What am I? Because it's been 21 years. Yep. But so look at the life cycle of that. In 04, you needed to be in college to get on Facebook. Shortly after that is when they opened it up and people started flooding to Facebook from MySpace and MySpace. Yeah. So that's only 20 years.
I know.
And in the 20 years, the guy's become a billionaire. How many times over? I don't know.
I don't know. He's in the hundreds of millions, I think.
And here he is.
What his net worth is right
now. In the news now saying social media is over. Now, he's also being in trouble because they're trying to talk to him about what his responsibility is to all the people and all the data that he's collected, the problems with that election issue.
Oh, my God. And that was a disaster.
Now they're talking to him about being sort of because they bought Instagram and bought WhatsApp. They're like, you might be a monopoly on social media.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think Mark Zuckerberg's net worth is?
I'll say $200 billion.
$200 billion.
That's what I'll say.
I wasn't going to go that high, but okay, I'll say $175 billion.
That's cheating, but yeah, $180 billion.
Oh my God.
So Vinny wins.
Congrats, Vin. Hold on, let me give you
thanks.
I have a couple games for you guys today, and no Maddie to be on the show. Maddie's off today.
Anyway, as Zuckerberg is giving testimony to the Federal Trade Commission, he's saying social media is over. We're not growing anymore. We're not getting any bigger.
It's not over.
And there are people, myself included, who do in fact say, I don't see enough. There's a lot of AI generated ads for stuff that I don't care about. And I hardly ever see, well, Sarah doesn't post, but my friends post. I hardly ever see those.
Right.
Like,
I could not believe that the first three things I saw on Instagram were Maddie's post, your post, and your brother's post. I was like, what? I would actually use this app.
Right.
What app is this?
Social media has become less social, and Zuckerberg, the owner of two of the biggest, says it's over. It's over.
Yeah, he is wrong. It isn't over. People are going to want to death scroll on something. He's just jelly because he doesn't own TikTok, I guess. I don't know. Because honestly, we go through phases. Yeah, your crap might be over, Mark. But luckily, you have diversified into your big Meta thing. So, okay, fine. That's
over. Your feeling is there'll be a different social media to
there
come in and
always
take
be
his
something.
Spot.
Yes.
And that's just...
There's always something. There's always some new freaking thing. And
agreed.
It's only going to get more. I'm telling you, we're... The world is just changing at the most rapid pace.
One of the things that, and I still go on Instagram. I still look at Facebook. I like it for what it's supposed to be for, to see my friends and what they're up to.
Yeah.
I've seen more and more people who are running their business off of there. And even though I might know them or be friendly with them, I feel like that's not why I came. Like,
right.
I don't want to hear your life coach stuff and I don't want to, and that, no offense.
Mm.
I'm all for you being super huge and successful in any way you can be. But no thanks.
Maybe Mark is saying more like social media is done for them as a company, because I feel like even what you just said, like people are looking for ways to promote themselves and to be in a community. Like we all want stuff like that. I just think that because there are a lot of options, it becomes more and more splintered. And I think there'll be more splinters to choose from. There's just, you know, when it was only Facebook was the only thing. Well, of course we were all on there.
Right.
You know? And then as it as there become more and more like viable options for this stuff, and you find the people. Is it Blue Sky now that's the sort of the roll off from Twitter?
Yes, is competing.
And that's
with
actually
Twitter.
I'm seeing their stuff around, and that's starting to become a thing.
Well,
I don't know that it'll ever reach Twitter status, but will Twitter ever reach Twitter status again?
I think it's just interesting that this guy, if you really break it down, built that fortune. $180 billion in under 20 years.
Yeah, and he was a billionaire.
And if you remember, too, in 04, when they were just opening it up to the general public, people were going, how are they ever going to make any money?
Right.
What's
the way to make money in this model?
Like, what is this?
Right. That was the big question for all of when we got here, like the dot-com boom was just beginning to happen.
Right.
What was our thing? Dot-com-a-rama.
Yes, that was one of the things. Yes. We also hosted the first Webbies.
That's right. And they were, and it was just a baby thing. Like nobody, everyone had these great ideas and people were getting venture capital money and tricking out their offices and then going, okay, what do we do and how do we make money off of it?
I don't know, but let's play ping pong until we figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure something will come to us. All right, ready? I'm serving. But look at it now.
Oh,
we can't live without the internet.
The repo man took our ping pong table.
Leave
what?
That for last. Just take the bar over there. We need the ping pong.
Anyway, in under 20 years.
Mm.
Yeah, turned it from a non-money-making thing to...
the only thing that makes any money anymore.
His name's on the local hospital.
Right.
Good for him. But again, he's saying it's over.
Yeah, well, maybe it's over for him.
Fast fact.
Okay, I'll take a fast fact. Fast fact. Fast.
Fast.
Oh,
fast.
That's pretty fast. Fast. That was Bob's first additional sound effect that she's played for us. You want to do it again?
Fast.
There we go. See how fast that is? That's great. All right. Good job, Bob.
Barbara Streisand's first name was originally Barbara. But she legally changed it in her 20s and got rid of the A in the middle because she hated the original spelling.
Barbara.
My name's not Barbara. It's Barbara. Okay.
Well, you know, she is a woman who knows what she wants. She makes you rearrange the set on your TV show so that her good side is toward the cameras. She gets to decide. She has a mall on the bottom floor of her gigantic mansion.
Celebrating her, though, basically.
Oh, yes.
It's, right.
Instead of just warehousing all her stuff, she has all these, like, stores and boutiques. It's seriously a thing. Like, I
wore
have a
these rags in Yentl.
Yes, it's like that. Yep. It's kind of a museum, but set up like a mall.
Right.
She has a whole design coffee table book that I purchased.
And?
Years ago. And it's got stuff about
you
that.
You love it?
It's well. You know, imagine that you're a person with a design eye and all the money in the world.
Mm.
Here's what you'd do. And it turns out it's Barbara.
Cats can actually survive drinking ocean water.
Really?
Their kidneys can filter out the salt and use the water for hydration.
I'm amazed.
Our kidneys cannot do that.
No.
But cats can.
Cats can drink. What is happening? Oh, shocking.
Oh.
It wasn't loud enough. Shocking.
Shocking.
That is crazy. And I've watched my cats drink the most gross looking water that's just, you know, it's got that like skim of gasoline over the top, you know, the rainbow.
Sure.
I'm like, who would ever drink that? You have clean water in the house. What are you doing? Like, licking up the water.
So they can drink, you have a saltwater hot tub.
They don't, they're afraid of it.
Oh.
And it's wet, like, on the edges and stuff. They don't want to be in the water.
Oh.
We were trying to get them to jump up the other day. Come on, Katie. Get up here.
And they won't.
No, I'm not doing it.
Mm. It's too bad.
But, yeah, they could drink that water. The salt water's nice. I always stick my tongue in and see if it's like, yeah, it's salty.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, where is the Survivor talk?
We spent the entire 6 a.m. hour talking about Survivor.
It's there.
So later today, when it's a podcast, please enjoy. We did miss it last week. I don't know what was going on, but we just never got to it, or I didn't write it down or remind myself, and so we didn't talk about it, but we spent a lot of time on it today.
510 says, it's pronounced Lucy Go.
Lucy Go. Let's go, Lucy Go.
Well, they actually give her Instagram out here, and I don't... Should I?
Sure, why not? She wants followers. Everybody does, right?
It's how you spell her name. Go for it.
G-U-O for it.
G-U-O for it.
Letters.
That's her Instagram.
Or number four. Go for it.
No, letters.
Okay.
Like, go for it. That's how she's...
G-U-O.
So that's a neat little handle.
That's wonderful.
Good job.
I'm going to check her out during the break.
I think I've met her.
Really?
Yeah, because I looked her up yesterday and I was like, oh, she looks super familiar. Like, I think she's an influencer. And then I just went to look up her Instagram and we have a lot of shared followers.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think I met her at a Super Bowl party. And people were, I do remember this. People were like, oh, that's Lucy Go. And I was like, who's that?
Yeah, right.
Well, now I know.
Female billionaire, self-made.
So cool.
I am telling you, I had the story in the back of my mind, the Taylor Swift thing. And when I saw the name, I went, wait, who's this? And pulled it up and went, oh, you got to be kidding.
Smoking.
Super smart and smoking hot.
Got it all.
And under 30, what was it? 30 or under 30?
I think she is 30.
Jesus.
I think, what was Taylor, like 30 and 6 months when she became a billionaire or something? Or maybe, actually... Maybe she didn't become a billionaire. Maybe Taylor became a billionaire at like age 33 or something. Like when the Eras tour started. I don't know. Anyway, it's Friday.
415 says, run, he's got a gun.
Oh yeah, you got that one ready? Oh. She doesn't have access to that one. That's in Maddie's private files.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
YouTube is 20, so we've got a game for that.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.